I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Playing softball is an expensive pastime, right? You spend a lot more money on bats, gotta have lots of bats, and gloves, and uniforms, and shoes, and league fees, and tournament fees, and gas to get to those games, even maybe motel bills if you stay overnight for a tournament. You're wiping out the family bank account to play this game, while your friends use their spare time in less expensive activities, like golf or bowling or fishing, right? And you're ashamed to tell anyone how much you really paid for that new bat, aren't you? And how many bats do you have? Well, you have to have one for ASA, a masher for your Anything Goes League, other bats for your in-between leagues, metal, composite, a cold weather bat, maybe even a wooden bat. Good gloves run over $100, and you'd better have at least one backup glove. How many team shirts do you have? How many teams have you played for? Oh, and how much do you spend celebrating after the games? So your friends and family must think you're nuts, spending all this money on softball, right? Well, wait a minute. Let's look a little closer at what your non-softballing friends are doing. We'll start with the pretty common sport, bowling. There are a lot of serious bowlers out there. Have you ever wondered what they're spending on their sport? First, the equipment, a bowling ball. Cheap ones are about $30. Better ones top out at a little over $250. Most serious bowlers spend around $150 on their ball. Next, bowling shoes. You can spend $30 for a cheap, serviceable pair of bowling shoes and over $200, including tax, for a professional pair. And you'll need a bowling glove, too, $15 to $70. And, of course, serious bowlers aren't going to show up in a t-shirt. Bowling shirts run about $30 to $50. Is your calculator getting hot yet? We haven't hit the best part, the cost to actually roll your ball down that lane. Join a league, and you'll pay about $20 a week. If the league runs 21 weeks, it costs you over $400. Unlike softball, bowling is a hobby that costs you big bucks every time you play. What about golf? Oh boy, golf. What with clubs, and clothes, and shoes, and greens fees, and balls, the cost is phenomenal. 3 years ago, a survey by Golf Magazine found that their average reader spent over $2,750 a year on their golf habit. And again, heavy greens fees, typically $30 or more per round, and cart rentals add up fast. Fishing. Who fishes from shore anymore? A new bass boat runs maybe $30,000. Rods and reels and lures. Yep, you never stop buying stuff if you're a fisherman. Hunting? Over $1,000 for a good shotgun. And never-ending ammo purchases. Here's a confession. I did a podcast last week about this same subject, except that the sport I was defending was my other hobby, treasure hunting with a metal detector. Now, that's expensive too, but I couldn't believe all the comments I got from people talking about how much other hobbies cost. One guy's wife had spent thousands of dollars on photography equipment. Another guy had hundreds tied up in paintball equipment. Another, a couple of thousand in archery stuff. A Winnebago to go camping. Over $10,000 in handguns. Horses? Wow. And drag racing. The list just went on and on. But I won't go on and on because I'm sure you've got the idea. Except for those few of us who border on insanity when it comes to collecting bats, the price we pay to play softball is downright puny when compared to other pastimes. So don't feel guilty about softball. Feel sorry for those other folks who are spending way more than you and not getting the benefits of the camaraderie, the competition, the excitement, and the full-body exercise in the fresh air that we softballers enjoy every time we take to the field. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on coaching, managing, and playing softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.